Ho! Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Monday, April 25th. I tried live streaming tonight, but my internet connection was freaking terrible. I don't know. It wasn't working on any of the platforms I was going to. So here's the deal. Going to be recording what I was going to live stream, and then I'll be streaming tomorrow, Tuesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, and streaming Wednesday as well. So we will rain check that. Anyway, we're going to be discussing, yes, Elon Musk purchasing his acquisition of Twitter, plus Trump announcing that he's not going to be posting on Twitter. He's going to be staying with True Social, and he's going to start posting there within 7 days. So, mount up, folks. Get your war paint on. It's about to get fun. Plus, we'll be talking variety of politics and crap and whatever. Let's just go. All right, three quick plugs and we'll talk about Elon buying Twitter. So first of all, I was on the Gray Matters podcast last week. They invited me on to talk about clickbait. Good old-fashioned clickbait. And it was a great show. Hope you... All right, folks, three quick plugs and then we'll talk about Elon buying Twitter. So I was invited onto the Gray Matters podcast last week to talk about clickbait. Good old-fashioned clickbait. And they uploaded the show, and I will go ahead and link it down below. If you want to listen, they are a great group of folks. The Gray Matters show... They have no problem calling out what needs to be called out, and they've had on some pretty cool guests before, Steve Murray. They've had Patel Patriot on as well, so go give them a like, a subscribe, a listen, and check them out. Next, we've got a new sponsor. This is RepublicanArmament.com. They are a veteran-owned and operated business specializing in high-end firearms, tactical gear, equipment, so if you would like them to help you out, you can give them a message, and you can also call them. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. You can message them whenever. I'll link their website, republicarmament.com, down below. Again, another awesome set of people. I would not be promoting them if they sucked. And very soon, they'll be doing some gunsmithing and ceramic coating as well. So, growing business, they can help you get prepared and defend yourself if you are looking for that. And then lastly... shout out to all my supporters on Locals and Subscribestar. I'm going to be bringing back the Zoom calls, be doing an exclusive Zoom call this weekend for my supporters on Subscribestar, Locals, also Substack and JordanSaylor.tv. If you're subscribed to those, you get the perks as well. And if you're subscribed to any of these, you also get access to a VIP Telegram chat with about 80 people in it. Good times there. A few folks from around the world. Great conversation. So if you want access to that, subscribe or let me know that you're subscribed and I'll get you in. And then you also get a 15% off coupon code to my supplement brand, ConsciousStrength.net. So go check them out. I'll link Subscribestar and Locals down below. And now let's get into business. So Elon Musk taking over Twitter. Twitter just caving, accepting it, saying, we can't deal with the heat anymore. $44 billion, with a B, billion dollars for Elon Musk to buy Twitter. And oh good gosh, this is as glorious as we would all hope it is. The faces are melting on Twitter. All the blue checks, mainstream media. Oh God, they're just melting. And at the same time, a lot of people are freaking excited because Elon Musk is now the owner of it. He said he's going to be bringing new features. He said he's going to be getting rid of the spam bots. He's going to be authenticating humans and open sourcing the algorithms, which might be the biggest thing right there. And some moves were taken today to apparently protect the source code. Twitter source code is locked down. This was just hours after Elon Musk, the news came out announcing he bought it. Twitter source code is locked down to make it harder for employees to make unauthorized changes to the platform. That's big. That's huge. And what might have been a message from the Twitter employees to Elon Musk or upper management, the new upper management, Twitter employees apparently added a public repository called The Algorithm on the platform's GitHub account shortly before the source code was locked. That is very peculiar. So we'll see. I do think there's going to be some fighting over Twitter still, whether it's internal fighting from Twitter, fighting from other big tech companies, the mainstream media, you know, deep state hackers, who knows? This is going to get interesting. And Elon Musk today tweeting this quote here of his, saying, yes, free speech. I think he said this during his TED Talk. Free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy. Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. And Musk said he also wants to make Twitter better by enhancing product and new features, making algorithms open source, defeating spam bots, and authenticating all humans. We'll see. He would make it really friggin' better if he gave us all of our accounts back, and I think that's very possible. Granted, I don't know how would that work? Us, like, tens of thousands of people all getting their account back. Is there just a big red button on Elon Musk's desk now where he can just flip up the lid and boop, boom, all of us automatically back? Or is there going to be like a capture website landing page that they make us go through and enter our account details and they'll go through them one by one and approve us? I don't know. That's just, again, I'm not expecting anything. I don't want to get my expectations up and get them broken. But a boy can dream, right? A boy can dream. And hopefully that does come to reality. So onward from this. Yeah, mainstream media a little triggered. Verge today tweeting this. How to deactivate your Twitter account. I saw some great takes about this whole situation. Somebody tweeted this morning, said, if Elon Musk buys Twitter, I'm deleting the app. Is the new, if Trump wins the election, I'm moving to Canada. The liberal tears are great. It's ending the drought in California there. All the liberal tears in Silicon Valley. Oh, they're going to flow right into the ocean. And that's what's really going to raise ocean levels, liberal tears, not climate change. We'll be talking about woke weather, climate change towards the end of this video. And one last thing on this, the tech Elon Musk situation. Trump, putting out a statement today through Fox News, said Trump will not return to Twitter, even as Elon Musk buys it. Trump saying he's not going back. Even if they give him his account back, he's not going to go back. He's going to use Truth Social instead. And in fact, I like this. I like this move a lot. I think it's strategic. And Trump also said within 7 days, he's going to be posting on Truth Social. So very soon. But what this does, you see, it keeps Trump away from Twitter. And if normie America, if average Joe out there wants to follow Trump, they'll sign up for Truth Social. And if they were previous Twitter users, they'll be comfortable on Truth Social because it'll look and feel exactly the same. So if people want the Trump, the MAGA experience, they can go to Truth Social. On Twitter, not having Trump on there will actually make it easier. It'll make it easier to I guess, interact, to talk. You know, there'll be less shills there. There'll be a lot less paid human shills. They'll be all over. They already are all over Truth Social. So, you know, if Elon Musk upholds his absolutist free speech, self-proclaimed mindset, then we'll be able to talk Trump. We'll be able to talk election fraud and all that good stuff. January 6th, shoot, hopefully we can talk about climate change and COVID and vaccines and all that good stuff. We'll still be able to do that there. And hopefully with less spam and AI, fake trending algorithms and whatnot. So I think it's great, right? We can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can fight the battle on multiple fronts, multiple platforms. We've been doing it for years already. All you got to do is copy and paste one post from Truth Social over to Twitter. And in fact, if Elon Musk really does make Twitter's algorithms and you know, code open source, then what stops Truth Social from integrating part of that to maybe making it possible to post on both platforms at the same time? Boop, post to multiple. I mean, the possibilities with really open source code are, who knows? Who knows? And I think this is, all of this going on is going to be a game changer for our ability to converse publicly with each other online. And it's actually really exciting. So Truth Social is going to get fun. Twitter is going to get fun. And Facebook just sucks. Nobody's going to use Facebook anymore. Facebook blows. Let it die. Let it burn. Okay. Speaking of Trump, they're going after him. Judge holds former President Trump in civil contempt after failing to comply with document subpoenas from New York Attorney General. Big surprise. Not really surprised. Of course, he's going to do this. I wouldn't say I would do it too, but I would sure think about it. Because it's a witch hunt investigation. It's just garbage trash coming from a trash human being. So no doubt, this is news for a headline to try to make him look bad. Ron DeSantis signs bill to create Florida voter fraud police force. Sounds fun. Sign me up, DeSantis. What do I got to go do? Kick down ballot boxes? Gah! Set up some, like, surveillance. I would do that. That'd be fun. Hidden cameras and stuff around ballot boxes and keep tabs on what's going on. Anyway, yes, another reason they're going to hate DeSantis. And in fact, it's pretty glorious with Trump kind of in the shadows, behind the scenes, not really doing much publicly the last year and a half. DeSantis has kind of been the face that's publicly been, I guess you could say, bringing forth the America First or the MAGA agenda. And but now it looks like Trump's going to kind of re-enter the arena with his Truth Social account. And he's been doing the rallies, you know, but I'm sure he'll start doing more rallies towards midterms. So interesting strategy, interesting game of mega chess that's been going on, especially since good old Biden was inaugurated, but of course, even before that. So next subject, speaking of election stolen, man, we're all getting flashbacks. We're getting flashbacks to 2020 here with the way the French election is going. And there appears to be, again, with the way things can be manipulated so easy on the internet, you don't want to jump to conclusions. You don't want to jump to conclusions. Still, so many people who think they're awake and aware and red-pilled jump to conclusions and assume things all the time. But anyway, it appears that we're getting pretty much the exact same stuff that happened with the America's election in 2020. We're getting, as you can see in this screenshot, this particular mainstream media French news station, 2 hours, hour and a half later. So hour and a half difference, and the votes for Le Pen appeared to drop, literally drop. You can see Macron there gained like 300,000. Le Pen dropped 2 million, over 2 million, 2.3. That's a doozy. And you can see, even though that's estimation on percentage. So it's just more shenanigans. I mean, it's clockwork at this point, right? It's clockwork. And the way the 2020 election got stolen, or maybe I should say was allowed to get stolen, then that just put it on display, put it on a silver platter, said, here you go, world. This is how they do it. This is exactly what happened. Now start waking up and see this everywhere. So we had to do it the hard way, but it was actually kind of the easy way in some perspectives. Next, let's talk Joe Biden. So news over the weekend was pointing at Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's business partner with the Rosemont Seneca money laundering operation, basically pay-to-play operation. That's how they all do it. So pay-to-play, good old Democrat and Republican politicians. Any label, really, as long as they're corrupt, they'll do it. So news is on Hunter Biden, and we had more news today. After this stuff coming out over the weekend about Rosemont Seneca, New York Post today putting out this doozy of some gossip. Hunter Biden urged brother's widow to get tested for HIV during their affair. Gross.
Everything woke turns to shit.
Nasty, man. And this is who, I guess, I don't want to say 81 million votes, because obviously 81 million people didn't vote for Joe Biden, but half that, I could see maybe half that, like 30, 40 million actual people, not fake ballots or Dominion numbers, but 20, 30 million, they're letting this happen. Good job, 10 to 20% of America. Good job. Hope you regret it. Get your Biden remorse already. Next, John Durham, more moves, day by day, more moves, actually. In fact, it's like 1 to 2 stories a week now, when we were lucky to get once a month. So Special Counsel John Durham had issued trial subpoenas for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign, the DNC, Fusion GPS, and Perkins Coie. Here we go. Subpoenas are going out. So actually, makes sense why judge would hold Trump in civil contempt for that, and then same day Durham subpoenas go out, so they're trying to take over the news cycle with the projection, as they always do. So Durham's making headway. Maybe another indictment soon. Maybe. Who would it be? Mark Elias? Podesta? His legal team's been fighting. There's a lot of people who are now possibles on deck. So there's that. And then also bad press. So you remember a couple weeks ago, Mark Meadow text came out from WAPO and CBS, and it was talking about, I think, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's wife, Ginny. And then the media tried to do this huge hit piece on Virginia Thomas because she was sending some like conspiracy theory videos to Mark Meadows about the election being stolen and all this stuff, right? So question is, how did WAPO and CBS get those texts? How did they get them? They probably got leaked from the Unselect Committee investigating January 6th. It's probably Nancy Pelosi or Shifty Schiff or maybe Swalwell or Swalwell's Chinese spy prostitute lady slipping them to WAPO or CNN. Who knows? Now it's CNN. Now CNN says, read text messages Sean Hannity, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ivanka Trump, and others sent to Mark Meadows between Election Day and January 20th, 2021. Vast trove of texts. Read them. Never before seen. Well, never before seen? Somebody have had to have saw them for them to get printed in CNN. Thing is, CNN doesn't say anything about how they got them in these three paragraphs plus a sentence. None. Probably got them from the committee. Probably leaked. Illegally leaked? Curious. So that's that. Onward now to what bureaucrats up to bat. Lloyd Austin, DOD, Defense Secretary. Head of the DOD, Lloyd Austin, said that the United States wants to see the Russian military weakened. Weakened. Is that some Warhawk words? Is this mofo circling around in the sky with his vision looking down, looking for a war, looking for a World War III he can swoop down on and grab? What is this? That's obviously with what triple vaccinated, got COVID five times, Lloyd Austin wears two masks and a giant shield in front of his face. Their brains can't work anymore. Their brains can't work anymore. And they are threatening this whole country. In fact, do a Google search about world leaders not picking up Biden's phone calls. The French president, I don't think Macron, there was a story I saw today. Macron didn't even answer Joe Biden's phone call to congratulate him. Macron didn't answer. Saudi Arabia hasn't been answering his phone calls. A lot of countries. It's pretty sad. It's pretty funny and sad and scary, but also not scary. But again, perspective is everything, which will shape your view on things, your attitude, your emotion. Christopher Wray yesterday, another bureaucrat, another head of a government agency. But is he a bureaucrat or is he a sleeper? Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Tell you what, he definitely looks like a bad guy you would see in like a Batman movie, right? One of those Gotham City bad guys. That looks like Ray. But not gonna lie, one part of me thinks that Ray might be working for the good guys and playing some double tripping triple agent sort of shit. Again, I don't rush to conclusions about things, but anyway. Christopher Wray saying, U.S. facing unprecedented cyber threats from China. This was in an interview with 60 Minutes last night. He said Chinese threats, especially cyber attacks and espionage, are unprecedented in history. Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. Chinese cyber attacks, particularly on elections, right? Elections. And then espionage, particularly related to the medical field, right? Medical field. Virology. Viruses. And also defense industry, defense contractors, stealth technologies and radar systems and whatnot. China's taken a lot of that. So sometimes Ray does say interesting things that I'm like, what's your angle here, bro? What's your angle? And then in the Q posts, remember, some Q posts said, trust Ray. Others said, Ray's a sleeper, had his face crossed out. So even Q was supposed to confuse the enemy and or maybe confuse Ray, or who knows, right? So again, a lot still in question. Spy versus frickin' spy. Next, speaking of COVID, FDA given first full approval to COVID-19 treatment for children. Good God. Good God, what's it called? Veklury? Veklury? What is this, a frickin' Harry Potter spell? Is this some sorcery or something? They're trying to, what's this gonna do too? What's this going to do? More blood clots? More heart problems? I've been seeing some advertisements on televisions for blood clots. Like the CDC saying, watch out for blood clots. Cases are rising. Doesn't talk about COVID or vaccines or anything. Just says cases are rising. It's called the normalization. Good old normalization of these issues, trying to make you think that it's natural. F-U-F-D-A. F-D-A is F-U-B-A-R. FUBAR! Getting to woke world now. A few woke stories on drugs and climate and good stuff towards the end. Washington State bans the use of the word marijuana from state laws, citing racist implications. What? This was the first state, one of the two first states, the other was Colorado, to legalize marijuana. Marijuana. And now you can't say marijuana. And all the frickin' pot shops, which are popping up in Washington State, like frickin' Starbucks locations. Now, marijuana is not going to be in the state laws, okay? Let's get the proper context here. They're not banning the use of marijuana. They're banning the use of marijuana in state law books, like in the code, in the Washington State Revised Code, RCW, whatever, Revised Code of Washington. Can't use the word marijuana in state laws because it's racist. So now all the pot shops around are going to, they're going to be racist if they say the word marijuana. I mean, these pot shops are like some of the wokest places, just as woke as Starbucks. Ugh. Ugh. Where is it?
Everything woke turns to shit.
Yeah. Interesting, huh? Good old Jay Inslee. Chinese dick so far up that guy's ass. Jay Inslee passing this bill because the word marijuana is racist. Who's it racist towards? Mexican immigrants? Okay. Alrighty then. And on to climate now. Of course, Earth Day was over the weekend. Good old Earth Day. So a bunch of climate change propaganda was getting pumped out. And Twitter was utilizing their fake trending as much as they could towards the end of them having it here. They were trending a bunch of climate change crap over the weekend. Now we've got a climate activist dying after setting himself on fire in front of the Supreme Court. Win Bruce, 50, set himself ablaze in front of the High Court on Friday evening and died. That's a special kind of crazy. I mean, don't set yourself on fire, bro. You're offsetting carbon dioxide, right? That you guys claim will promote climate change. So by setting yourself on fire, you're actually worsening climate change. I don't know, man. Sounds like dude could have been a little MK'd, MK Ultra'd, if you know what I mean. Maybe he was targeted, mind controlled or something like that. Just insano braino activityo there. New York Times saying, was this today? Yeah, this is today. Warren Buffett faces renewed climate change challenge by investors. Oh, Mr. Buffett actually pushed back against investors who want to force Berkshire Hathaway to do more to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Okay, I thought it was going to go the other way. I didn't read that subtext yet. So we got the woke crowd out there. The New York Times is claiming trying to force Berkshire Hathaway to do more to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which might not even be true. There might not be anybody trying to get Berkshire Hathaway to do that. But by the New York Times saying that, that then gets the belief out there in whoever's reading this shit and believing it that there are people trying to force Berkshire Hathaway to do more to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Oh, wow. If there's a bunch of people out there trying to do that, maybe I should side with them. Maybe the majority is correct here, right? And I got to be in the cool kids crowd. I got to do something for the greater good and try to force people to do stuff about climate change. That's what their reporting does. It imprints the thought into the mind of people to create that reality. Likely, this shit wasn't even true in the first place. But now, then it puts pressure on Buffett and whoever they're writing about that's doing bad things, getting the pushback, right? So, hey, whatever, Mr. Buffett, you push back against the woke world. That's good. In fact, it's kind of funny how the boomerang is coming around and all the cancel culture clowns that were trying to get people banned in 2017-18, right? Now, cancel culture is canceling back. And all of these dumbasses are getting canceled, which cancel culture is great when you're canceling something that deserves to be canceled. It's the problem when cancel culture is used to bring out political agendas in ways like the mainstream media does when they write like that, or when like the blue-haired Karen starts yelling at you, whether in the store or on the internet, and it's that's the bad news. But anyway, it's like it's a whole paradox we're in. All the things that society tolerates probably shouldn't be tolerated, more or less. And all the things that society doesn't tolerate, they should tolerate more. It kind of works that way when you think about it. There's ass backwards world, 180 world, clown world. And then last one here from Scientific American, which is, of course, pure propaganda. It is not true science. It's just garbage. Scientific American says climate change is shrinking animals, especially bird-brained birds. That's science. Bird-brained birds. Oh, what? What? I still got my 420 buttons on my soundboard here.
So is that a joint?
I was going to understand the title of that Scientific American article, but then... Reading this makes me high. Bird-brained birds, bro. Yo. What about pig-brained birds? Have you ever seen a pig-brained bird? What about a kangaroo-brained bird? Bro. Those are my favorite ones. They hop around like extra. Bro. Okay, then. Climate change is shrinking animals. If you see smaller animals, then blame it on the weather. Blame it on the weather. That's the world we're in. Okay, guys. Of course, as we head towards summer, climate change propagander is going to get dumber and worse and stupid. And we'll see. I don't know. We'll see what kind of crap they try to bring out. It's always funny when they do, right? It's always funny when they do. And we'll be here to destroy it all. All the fake science, fake news, fake history, fake spirituality, fake religion, fake everything, fake world, fake people, fake truthers. Yeah. That one we'll definitely be exposing soon. Fake truthers, fake patriots. That one's my favorite one to expose. It's the infiltrators. It's the people who try to act like your friend, but then stab you in the back or try to grift you for money or some shit. Those are the worst, right? Like, it's easy to see the mainstream media's BS these days. It's easy to see the left-wingers for how crazy they are, but it's like the people who try to act like they're truthers or conspiracy theorists or whatever, and then they're just using you for fame or money or they don't really believe it. They just want the cred and want to be popular. You're on my radar, folks. So that's it, guys. One more plug towards the end here. A good friend of mine's company, One Source Solutions. This is a payment processing company. So if you have a business or you want to start a business and you want to take credit cards, you need to charge people, particularly in person, also online. They help with blogs and getting you set up online for business as well. But One Source Solutions will run payments for you. They will not cancel you. This is owned by a patriot who will not cancel you for what you say. So you can be sure that aspect of your business, you don't have to worry about it getting canceled and not being able to take payments from people and conduct your work. So give them a call, give them an email, contact them, trustonesource.com. I'll put the link for this down below as well, along with all the stuff I said in the beginning. And that's it, folks. Again, live stream tomorrow. Make up for today's bad connection bummer stream we couldn't do. And then I'll live stream Wednesday and Friday as well. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your support. And see you tomorrow.